hearty laughs available each week for listeners who tune to The Adventures of Archie Andrews. As you'll find out for yourself in a moment, why even the most serious humans have been known to chuckle at the mirthful adventures of this lovable teenager and his ridiculous friend, Jughead. And here's a case where laughs have paid off. 2 years ago, Swift & Company sponsored Archie Andrews on NBC Saturday mornings at 10:30, where it earned an average Nielsen rating of 9.2. Then last summer, it held down a Wednesday evening spot, replacing the great Gildersleeve for Kraft. Again, it proved its ability to draw audiences and rating points with a 13-week Nielsen average of 8.0. It's no surprise, then, that a Gilbert survey among young people revealed that Archie is their favorite youth program and their fourth most popular of all radio programs. No advertiser need be told the power of this important pressure group in swinging sales toward a favored product. So let Archie Andrews take your product with him on his weekly visit to millions of American families. Make this friendly welcome program your radio salesman right in your customer's home. But now, listen to Archie and his friends.
Hello?
Oh, Jughead, this is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
The millions of readers of Archie's comic magazines know and love so well, Archie Andrews and all his gang.
And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Sunday morning as we look in on the Andrews home, and at the moment we find our boy Archie stretched out on the living room floor, deeply absorbed in the funny papers.
And Super Duck has to stay. And his friend says that he's going to...
Archie, you had the paper. Archie, I said you had the paper. Archie, do you hear me?
Oh, Dad. Hiya, Dad.
Hiya.
And this is the doctor's friend.
Archie, would you please take your nose out of that funny paper for a minute? Nothing can be that funny.
Oh, but it is funny, Dad. You see, Super Duck says to
Archie,
his friend...
At the moment, I am not interested in Super Duck. I'm trying to find the financial section of the paper. Now, have you seen it?
The financial section?
Yes.
With the real estate news in it?
Yes.
And all the classified ads?
Yes.
And the stock market reports?
Yes, yes.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? Oh, fine. Archie, are you sure you haven't seen it?
Well, sure he hasn't seen what, dear?
Oh, Mary, I'm looking for the financial section of the paper, dear.
You're sitting on it.
Mary, I know that as well as I... You're sitting on it? It's all good, dear Eve. Well, I guess I was sitting on it, wasn't I?
Yes. But, Fred, what I want to know is, what would you like for dinner?
Dinner? We just finished breakfast.
Oh, Fred, that was almost 2 hours ago. And if I don't start cooking dinner now, it'll never get done in time.
Yeah, I'm hungry already.
Archie, be quiet. Mary, I have an idea.
Yes?
Suppose you don't cook any dinner today.
Don't cook any dinner?
Huh?
On Sunday?
But, Dad, I'm hungry. I'm a grown boy. I can't go without...
Archie.
Yes, Dad.
Mary, suppose we go down to Henderson's restaurant on Main Street and have our Sunday dinner out today.
Sunday dinner out?
Uh-huh.
Fred, do you mean it?
Yes, Mary, I do. Last time we started to have dinner out, half your family dropped in on us and we never had any dinner at all. Now, today, let's go downtown and eat in style, huh?
But, Dad, oh, Fred, how sweet.
But, Dad,
that's a wonderful idea.
But, Dad,
you're the sweetest man in the whole world to take us out to dinner.
Oh, but, Dad, I just want to...
Archie, what is it you want? Don't you like the idea of going out to dinner?
Well, sure, Dad. It's terrific, but... Well, I just remembered I invited Jughead to have dinner here today.
Well, fine. He can just take Jughead. Oh, Archie, you didn't.
Well, yes, Dad. I asked Mom a few days ago, and she said it would be all right.
Oh. Well, yes, but I had no idea you'd want to eat out.
Great. Well, Archie, look, I am not going to let Jughead nor anyone else upset our plans for a nice Sunday dinner down at Henderson. So you can just call Jughead and tell him he can't have dinner here.
Well... So, okay, Dad, if you say so.
I do so say. And now, Mary, go put on your best dress and hat and powder your nose.
Okay.
Today, the Andrews are dining out in style.
Well,
here we are, folks. Hope we can get a table.
Oh, Fred, we're lucky. There are several empty tables.
Yeah, and am I hungry?
Now, Archie, be patient.
Good afternoon, sir. Table for three?
Yes, please. Table for three.
Yes, sir. Right this way.
Come on, Archie. Come on, Mary.
I am, Dad. Boy, am I starved.
There you are. Nice table for three.
That's fine.
Fred.
Huh?
This is a little too near the door. We'll be sitting in a draft.
Maybe you're right. Waiter, do you have another table? My wife thinks this is too near the door.
Too near the door? Okay, mister. There's another table right over here.
Come on, Archie.
I am, Dad. And boy, am I starved.
Yeah. Here you are, sir. Nice table for three, not too near the door.
Fine, and thanks,
sir. Yes. That's too near the kitchen. We hear all the noises and smell all the food.
Oh, all right, Mary. Waiter, my wife thinks this is too near the kitchen.
Oh, she does, huh? Very well, sir. I have another table right this way.
Come on, Archie. Come on, Mary. He's giving us another table.
Yeah, and am I starved?
Here you are, sir. A nice table for three, not too near the door and away from the kitchen.
Yeah, this is fine. Yes, sir.
This table's right under that fan.
But, Mary, I
Fred,
can't...
do you want your napkins and soup blowing all over the place?
Well, I can't...
Fred!
All right, dear. Waiter. My wife says this table is too near the fan.
Too near the fan. Mr. Look, do you want to buy this table or just have dinner at it?
I'm just going to have dinner at it, and I don't see the need for sarcasm.
Fred, don't start any argument.
Mary, did you hear what he
said? It's as good as any other.
Good as any... But you were the one who's...
Oh, me, what's the use?
So do you want this table or not?
Yes, waiter, yes. We'll take this table.
All right.
Well, glad you made up your mind.
Yes.
Glad I made up my mind. Mary,
me too, I'm starved.
All right, Archie. You don't have to say it 10 times.
But I only
said
that.
Here are your menus, sir.
Oh, thank you. Now, take your menu, Archie.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Here you are, my dear.
Thank you, dear.
Hey, this looks good. And boy, am I...
Archie.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Ready to order now, sir? I don't see why not. Mary, what would you like?
Just a minute, dear. I'm still looking.
All right, dear. Archie, see anything you like?
Not yet, Dad.
Well, waiter, I'll give you my order while my wife and son are deciding.
Good.
I'll take this porterhouse steak smothered in onions and...
That's $4.
I know it, dear.
I'm sure the roast beef is just as good, and it's much cheaper.
Mary, I don't...
Fred, for $4, I could feed the whole family.
All right, dear. Waiter, give me the roast beef, please. I thought you said porterhouse steak. Yes, but my wife changed my... I changed my mind. I want the roast beef.
Roast beef? What vegetable do you want, peas or carrots? We're all out of carrots.
I'll take the... All out of carrots? Well, I'll have to take peas.
Right.
Peas.
Peas. What kind of potato? French fried, boiled, or baked? We're all out of baked and French fried.
Oh, great. I'll take the boiled potato.
Boiled. Now, what do you want for dessert?
Oh, some pie, I suppose.
Apple, lemon, or huckleberry?
Which one aren't you out of?
Well, I'm pretty sure I saw some apple out in the kitchen.
All right. Make it apple.
Or was that a piece of lemon pie?
Okay, make it lemon pie.
Or maybe
pie.
It was huckleberry.
Mister, make it huckleberry. I don't care.
Come to think of it, we're all out of pies.
Oh, great. Waiter, perhaps we should have come down here with a picnic lunch.
Oh, that'd be silly. You could stay home if you're comfortable.
Yes, I'm beginning to think that's what we should have done. Look, just bring me a couple of donuts.
I don't care. Couple of donuts. Plain or sugar?
Let's not go into that again. Any kind you're not out of.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad that's settled. Now, Mary, what would you like, dear?
Well, I'm still trying to decide, dear.
Oh, great. Archie, you made up your mind yet?
Oh, sure, Dad. I think I'll have some of these pig's knuckles and sauerkraut.
Yes, sir. Pig's knuckles and...
Archie! Huh? You have no such thing. There's a dozen better dishes on that menu than pig's knuckles and sauerkraut.
But I like pig's knuckles and sauerkraut. I always...
Never mind whether you like them or not. They'll make you sick. Now you order something sensible.
She was okay. I'll have the cold lobster.
All right. One cold...
Archie, you do no such thing.
But, Mom, I like
Archie,
cold...
Archie, it'll make you sick. You order something else.
She was okay. Give me the chicken chow mein.
All right. Chicken?
No, Archie, you can't have that either.
But, Mom, I...
Mary, will you quit babying the boy? He won't get ptomaine poisoning.
Well, I know that, but he might as well eat something that's good for him instead of all that fancy stuff.
But, Mary,
and if
I
he
don't...
gets sick, I'm that has to care for him, not you.
No, Mary,
Mister, are you ready to order now, or should I come back,
Waiter, I thought we were ready to order, but I guess we aren't. Would you come back in a few minutes?
Yes, sir. But I'm a busy man. Very busy.
Mary, why do you have to start picking on...
Fred, I'm not starting anything. I simply will not have that boy filling himself with pig's knuckles or cold lobster.
All right, all right, all right, dear. But we can't spend all day making up our minds. That waiter is a very busy man, he said. And he's getting a little annoyed with us. Now, Archie, pick something else.
It's okay, Dad. Let's see. This fried chicken sounds good.
All right. Any objections, Mary?
No, chicken's fine.
All right. What are you having, Mary?
I think the lamb chop.
All right. Now we're all set. Now, where's that waiter?
Over there, Dad.
You better call him, dear.
Yes, dear, I am. I am. Waiter. Waiter. Waiter.
Waiter! Mr. I am not deaf.
I was beginning to wonder.
What was that?
Nothing, not a thing. We're ready to order now.
All right. Now, do you still want the roast beef?
Yes, and my son wants the fried chicken.
Fried chicken, yes, sir.
And lamb chops for my wife.
Not too well done.
Lamb chops not too well done, yes, ma'am.
And whatever vegetables or potatoes you happen to have.
Yes, sir.
And we'll order our coffee and dessert later.
All right, sir, fine.
Gee whiz, Dad. Can I change the fried chicken?
Change it? Change it to what?
To spare rib. I just saw the spare rib, and boy, do I love spare rib.
Oh, is that all right with you, Mary?
Oh, I suppose so.
All right, waiter, make that spare ribs instead of fried chicken.
Yes, the spare ribs instead of chicken. All right, sir.
Oh, gee whiz.
Archie, what now?
Well, I just noticed they have hamburger steak.
Now, Archie,
Fred, let him have what he likes.
All
right, waiter, no spare ribs. Make it hamburger steak.
Yes, a hamburger steak. Will that be all?
Yes, that's all.
Well, gee whiz.
But, Archie, you're not going to change your mind again.
But, Dad, they have pork chops, and
Archie, this waiter is a busy man.
But I love pork chops.
Let the boy have pork chops.
But we could be here all week. I don't want to rush you, but are you ready to order now or not?
Oh, waiter, look. You'd better give us a couple more minutes to decide once and for all, huh?
Yes, sir. A few more minutes. I don't know why people can't make up their mind.
Now, Archie, listen to me. I can see there is something I have to explain to you.
Yes, Dad?
Now, son, this is a restaurant, not your own dining room. That is a waiter who works for a living, not your mother who rushes out to the kitchen to get you whatever you like.
Gee, with that, I know that.
Then, for Pete's sake, make up your mind what you want and stop all this nonsense. If we keep this up much longer, that waiter will put arsenic in our food, and I won't blame him.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Okay. Now, in the past 2 minutes, you changed from fried chicken to spare ribs to hamburger steak to pork chops. Now, just what do you want to eat?
Pig's knuckles and sauerkraut.
Archie, your mother said you can't have that.
She was okay. Make it the fried chicken.
All right. Now, why didn't you say that 10 minutes ago?
Oh, Fred, there's a waiter. Better catch him.
Oh, all right. Waiter!
Mister, please, not so much noise!
But I only wanted
to... Are you ready to order now?
Yes, waiter. We're ready to order. I want the roast beef.
Roast beef.
My wife wants the lamb chop.
Lamb chop.
My son wants some...
Hello.
I need light. So good grief. Jughead.
Could you expect the fat man?
Oh, fine. No, Jughead, I did not expect the fat man or the skinny man nor you either.
She was hired, Jughead.
Hi, Archie. Hello, Jughead.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Jughead, what are you doing here anyway?
I come over to have dinner with you.
Oh, good. For a minute, I thought you were...
Have dinner with us.
Jughead, what are you talking about?
About having dinner with you. Archie told me to come down here for dinner.
What?
Archie, did you tell Jughead that?
Well, gee, we sure, Dad. You told me to tell him he couldn't have dinner at our house, so I told him to meet us here.
Oh, good grief. Archie, I meant you should invite him for dinner some other Sunday, not to come down here.
Well,
I didn't
the boys
mean...
here now. Don't make a scene.
Mary, I'm not
hey,
making...
Mister, are you ready to order now or not?
No, waiter. I guess not until we settle something. Please give us just a few minutes more.
Yes, sir. Very well, sir. A few minutes more. Why don't some people stay home?
Now, Jughead, I want to explain to you.
Fred, there's nothing to explain. The boy's here, and you can't send him home. What would his parents say?
Why, they just say that we... Oh, all right, Mary. Jughead, you may have dinner with us.
Thank you, Miss Francis.
Don't mention it, please. Now, pick up that menu and choose something you like, and don't be all day about it.
I won't. I want the porterhouse steak.
All right. Porterhouse steak? Jughead, that steak costs $4?
Hey, don't be rude.
Rude? Mary, it's $4.
The boy is our guest.
But
you
$4?
You can't discuss money now.
But $4?
Jughead.
All right, Jughead. You may have the porterhouse steak.
With onions.
All right, with onions. Oh, as soon as I get that waiter back here, maybe we'll finally get to order some food.
Oh, by the way, Archie, did Veronica get in touch with you? Veronica? She was no. Why?
Where the dickens is that guy?
I saw her this morning, and she said she was going to call you about something important.
He'll be here in a minute.
Something important? She was, maybe she's trying to call me right now.
Later.
I better go call her.
Later.
Archie, where are you going?
Later.
You call Veronica, Mom. I'll be right back.
Later! Mister, not so much noise. As I told you before, I'm not deaf.
Yes, waiter, I know.
I happen to be a very busy man.
Yes.
Very busy.
Yes, I understand. And I happen to be getting to be a very hungry man.
That's no fault of mine. Now, are you ready to order?
Yes, waiter. We certainly most are ready to order. If we wait any longer, we'll all be dead of malnutrition. Now, I send my son's friend here wants a porterhouse steak.
Thank and... you, Hyman Jones' nephew.
That's right. See, you're Mr. Thompson, aren't you?
Oh, fine. Look, wait.
Well. So you're Hyman's nephew. Well. You sure have grown.
Yeah. I'm growing all the time.
Oh, mate. Waiter, I
want... What was it they called you? Pinhead? Slughead?
Jughead.
Oh, yeah, Jughead. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah.
My real name is Forsythe P. Jones
II. Yeah. Your Uncle Hyman's very proud of you, you know. Hyman says you're the smartest one in the family.
Oh, great. Look, waiter, would you mind?
And how is your Uncle Hyman?
Oh, he's fine, thanks.
Is he working yet?
No, but he expects to find something any year now.
Yeah, same old Hyman.
Waiter,
How's your father?
Fine, thanks.
And your mother?
Waiter, I'm starting to...
And your Aunt Sophie?
Fine.
Waiter, look. How long is this family reunion going on? We want to eat.
You want to eat?
Yes.
You want to eat? Mister, look, I've been waiting to take your order for 20 minutes.
Waiter, I've been trying to give you our order. Now, if you're ready, I'll order, and you and Jughead can go through his family album some other time.
Okay.
I want the roast beef. My wife wants lamb chop.
Lamb chop.
Jughead wants the porterhouse steak. My son wants, Archie, what did you finally decide you want? Good grief, where is Archie?
Oh, Brady went to make a phone call.
Phone call? Mary, who is he calling at a time like this?
It's Veronica. Jughead just told him she was looking for him.
Fine.
Mister, are you ready to order or not?
Yes, waiter, yes, we'll order. I think my son decided to take spare ribs.
Oh, Fred, no, I think he picked the pork chop.
See, I think it was pig knuckles.
Jug, you weren't even here.
No, but Archie always orders pig knuckles when they're on the menu.
Jug, be quiet.
Mister, are you or ain't you gonna order?
Oh, me, waiter, I guess not until my son gets back here.
Okay, but I'm a very busy man. Why don't some people make up their minds, if any?
Mary, would you mind telling me why you let Archie go to make a phone call now? Couldn't he have waited until we had placed our order? We're going to be here all day.
Fred, there's no sense arguing over it now. I thought you knew what the boy wanted. Now be patient. He'll be back here in a minute, and then we can place our order with no trouble.
All right, dear. All right. But how I get into these things, I'll never know.
Mr. Andrews, while we're waiting for Archie, I'll go wash my hands.
No, you don't. You're going to stay right here. I'm not going to spend all day looking for you and waiting for you and Archie to run around this restaurant.
He was, Miss Strangers. My mother says it's good manners to wash your hands before you eat.
I don't...
And I got good manners.
Yes, Jughead.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Jughead. All right, go wash your hands. Wash your face. Take a bath if you want to.
Mr. Andrews, they don't have bathtubs in washrooms.
True. Jughead, never mind the humor. Just go wash your hands.
Okay. Well, where's the washroom?
Where's the washroom? Jughead, how should I know? I didn't build this place. I'm only trying to eat here.
Well, Fred, ask the waiter. He's right there.
All right. Waiter.
Whoa! Don't tell me you're ready to order at last.
Well, not...
Good. I was beginning to think you'd never make up your mind.
Yes, but...
Did you decide on a fried chicken or a pork chop?
Well...
Or the spare rib. I got all the other orders, so just tell me what you like.
The washroom.
Yeah, with or without gravy. The washroom.
What are you talking about? Your friend, Jughead, wants to wash his hands, and he doesn't know where the washroom is.
Oh, brother. Jughead, it's right down that way, second door to the right.
Thank you. Be right back, Mr. Andrews.
The washroom? Some people come in here to eat, you know.
Now, you see, that waiter is starting to get awfully annoyed with us. Now, we
can't... Well, it doesn't matter. As soon as Archie gets back here and we get his order, everything will be straightened out. Here he comes now.
And about time. Archie, what did you order? Chicken
Dad,
or...
Dad, give me a nickel, quick.
Archie, what's the hurry?
I discovered I didn't have enough change.
Archie, that can wait. I want to know what you ordered.
But, Dad, the operator's waiting on the line. I said I'd be right back.
All right, here's the nickel. But, Archie, please tell me what you ordered. Archie, was the pork chops, the spare ribs, Archie? Oh, fine. Mary, we're never going to get any dinner today.
Now, Fred, calm down. I'll be back in a minute. He couldn't keep the operator waiting.
Oh, no, not the operator. But he can keep us waiting all afternoon.
Well, we have to wait for Jughead anyway. Oh, here he is now.
Hello.
Well, Jughead, did you find the washroom all right?
Nope.
Nope?
I went down that way and took the second door to the right like Mr. Thompson said. And there I was in the kitchen.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. They had a big sink in there, but they wouldn't let me use it.
No, Jughead, I guess not. You see, they have other things to do in the kitchen than let you wash your hands.
Yes. Maybe Mr. Thompson's left-handed. I'll look down this way.
Mary, I tell you, I have never in all my days seen anyone like that Jughead. He is absolutely the most...
Fred, never mind Jughead. Here comes Archie again, and we can order our dinner now.
Well, hallelujah. Well, did you make your phone call?
Yes, Dad, I got her all right. And it's a good thing, too, because Veronica wants
to go... I don't care where she wants you to go. Just tell me what you want for dinner so I can place the order.
Place the order? See, what you mean you haven't even ordered yet?
No, Archie, I forgot what you wanted. Was it pork chops or spare ribs?
Fried chicken.
Oh, great.
You see, Fred, I told you.
Mary, never mind whether you told me or not. Just get that waiter back here. Waiter, oh, waiter!
You're not calling me by any chance.
Yes, I certainly am, and I see no need for sarcasm.
Mister, I am not sarcastic. I'm just amazed that you're really ready to order.
Well, I am. I want the roast beef.
Roast beef.
My wife wants the lamb chop.
Lamb chop.
Jughead wants the porterhouse steak.
Porterhouse steak.
And my son wants
the... Well, Archie Andrews of all people.
Oh, Miss
Betty.
Great.
Well, Daddy, hello, dear. Hello, Mrs. Andrews. Hello, Mr. Andrews. Dolly, what are you folks doing here?
I'm beginning to wonder, Betty.
We're having dinner here, Betty, but what are you doing here?
The same thing. We come down here lots of times. Isn't the food wonderful?
Betty, we haven't the vaguest idea. We haven't even had a spell of food yet.
You haven't? Well, Dolly, then I'll join you.
Betty,
don't start another scream.
But, Mary, I can't...
Sir, are you or ain't you going to order?
I ain't. I mean, I'm not. We're going to need a bigger table.
A bigger table.
Miss Cooper here is joining us.
Oh, all right. Follow me. A bigger table. We usually get banquet reservations in advance.
Mary, I don't see why that waiter has to get so nasty. Does he think I like this?
Wait, all waiters are.
Here's the table for six. I hope you're not expecting anyone else.
Waiter, I hope so, too. For Pete's sake, everyone sit down and get settled and let's order.
Sure, Dad, I'm starved. Well, I'm getting a little hungry, too.
Me, too.
So am I. Now, we know what we want. What'll you have, Betty?
Me? Oh, I'm not eating, Mr. Andrews. I just finished dinner.
Good. Just finished dinner? Betty, you mean you let us go to all the trouble of changing tables just so you could sit with us?
Sorry, I thought you understood that. I was just leaving here with my folks when I saw you and came over to stay alone.
Oh, me. Betty, why didn't you
Fred, say... don't go into it now. Just place your order.
Yeah, Fred, just place your order.
All right, waiter. You have all the orders but my son's, and he wants fried chicken.
All right.
Fried chicken?
Yes, Betty, fried...
Oh, golly, Mr. Andrews, that's one thing you shouldn't order here.
But, Betty,
why not? Because they don't know how to make fried chicken here.
Lady, what's wrong with our fried chicken?
Oh, it's always so soggy and cold.
Betty, please, Archie wants fried chicken,
but
so
Fred, Betty must know what she's talking about. She eats here all the time.
Mister, I'm not here to get into an argument on our fried chicken. If you don't want fried chicken, take spaghetti.
I had spaghetti yesterday.
Oh, great. Waiter, you'll have to give us a few more minutes to settle this.
Oh, sure. Sure, but please, make up your mind. I go off duty in 5 hours.
Barry, that waiter is getting positively
dread. Forget it and find out what Archie wants.
I have been trying to do nothing but that ever since we set foot in here.
Sorry, I'm sorry if I caused any trouble, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, you didn't, Betty. Now, Archie, what do you want to eat?
Fried chicken.
Now, let's not go into that again. You can't have fried chicken. What else?
Pig knuckles and sauerkraut.
Archie!
Okay, make it the pork chop.
All right, pork chops. Now, are pork chops healthy enough for you, Mary?
Of course, dear.
Are the pork chops cooked well enough for you, Betty?
Oh, yes, they serve wonderful pork chops.
Good. Since it has been moved, seconded, and unanimously agreed that Archie may have pork chops, I shall now order pork chops.
Hey, Archie!
Good grief, what's that?
Hey, Archie!
Jughead! See what he can't find us since we moved to this table.
Hey, Archie!
Oh, great, Archie.
Hey, Jughead, here we are.
Archie, I want to...
Over this way.
Archie, I...
Can't you see me, Jughead?
For Pete's sake, be quiet!
to make so much noise.
Waiter, I'm sorry. Jughead got lost and he was calling for Archie. And I guess you got... Here we are. I hope your hands are thoroughly washed.
Nope.
Nope? Did you say nope?
Yep. Down that island,
took
the second door to my left, and there I was in a phone booth.
Oh, brother. Jughead, how did you expect to wash your hands in a phone booth?
I didn't. But since I was there, I called home and asked my mother if I had to wash my hands, and she said my hands were very clean now.
Oh, well, Jughead, I'm glad that's all settled. So if you'll just be quiet for 2 minutes, I'll give the waiter our order.
I'm quiet like a mouse.
Okay. Waiter... My son has finally decided to have the...
Oh, there you are, everybody.
He was Veronica.
No.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Hello,
Veronica. Veronica, would you just sit down while
hello,
I...
Hello, Archie.
Archie, I want...
Hi, y'all, Archie Kim.
Please.
It's awful nice to see y'all, Archie.
Mister, what the dickens is tickling this kid?
Oh, waiter, I've been trying to find that out for years. And I think he's quiet down now, so just bring him some fried chicken.
Oh, and not the chicken, Mr. Andrews. I told you, they don't make that very well here.
Oh, that's right, waiter.
Eddie, what are you doing here?
Number one,
I decided on pork chop
yes,
back.
Archie,
I'm
going
to...
Judge, will you...
Anything wrong with my being here, Veronica?
Eddie, please.
Now, girls, don't start a fight.
Just, mister, are you going to order today or not?
Waiter, I don't like grains. Now, just a minute. Just a minute. Now, this nonsense has gone quite far enough. I see no reason why we can't come into a restaurant, sit down and order a meal, and eat it peacefully and quietly like normal human beings. Huh, normal.
Yes, Mr. Andrew.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad. And how?
Oh, just be quiet. Now, I am going to order right now for everyone, and I want no complaints, suggestions, or criticisms of any kind from anyone. Now, is that clear? I've been trying to give this waiter our order for half an hour. And by George, I am going to, right now. And nothing is going to stop me.
Want to bet?
And I've had enough of your sarcasm, too. Yes, I want to bet. I'll bet you $5, and I'll put it right up now. And we'll see just how smart you... How smart... Oh, good grief.
Fred, what is it?
I left all my money home.
Left your money home?
Yes.
Fred, you mean we can't have dinner now after all?
Well, I'm sorry. I thought I...
Well, we're home again.
Yes. And I don't know when I was so glad to be here.
Oh, Mary, I feel exactly the same way. And if you want to know something, after the way that waiter acted, I intend never to go back to that restaurant again. Never.
Oh, my goodness, Fred.
Huh? What?
I'm afraid you'll have to go back.
Have to go back? What do you mean?
You're wearing somebody else's coat. Oh,
been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone, Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Yerman and Arthur Cole, Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor.